In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall continue studying the book of Job. We mentioned about Job was a righteous person because he never departed from the Lord in his righteousness. On the other hand, he utilized his fortunes to help the poor and the needy person. Brother and sister, you are a relatively richest person in the whole world. You know that? If you have a chance to go to Africa, you will notice that some of the kids' belly are very big. Do you know why their belly are very big? Big belly? The kids without clothing, you see big belly like this? Like a pregnant woman? Why? Huh? What? Not enough nutrition. One day we had to go through a jungle. So we had to walk about 4 hours round trip. And we were going to visit a family, right? But the wife of the family went down from the mountain. Not mountain, from their village, very remote area. And we asked her, why do you have to come down? We had to go up, we had to come down. She said that, yesterday I went to a market, like flea market over here, right? And she purchased wheat, right? For bread, right? But the wheat need to be grind so it can become flour and then can be eaten, right? But the machine was out of order. So last night, she was not able to pick up the flour, go back home. And therefore, she had to walk, 4 hours round trip to get a flour and ask her, so what did you do? What did you eat? What did your family eat last night? She said, oh, simply we drink a lot of water. So the Bible said when rich person and poor person meet in the world, God expects that the rich person help the poor. So in the future, if you happen to be a millionaire, just like Job, you got meat, you can use your milk to wash your feet. In that kind of moment, please think about those who are poor. Bible says that God is the God of the widows and orphans. God wants us to take good care of those people who do not have parents. One day, I may have shared with you, one day an old sister visited with me. We went to a family's house. The sister, she is about maybe in her late 30s or early 40s. She lost her husband probably 5-6 years ago or even longer. And I did not tell the old sister that we are going to visit her, And when the old sister and I were sitting down, and the old sister, when seeing the other sister, she was keep crying and crying and crying. And I did not know why you are crying, right? We did not talk about anything, but she keep crying, shed tears, what's going on? And after we go out, she told me that, brother, you got to let me know. Next time you want to go to this family, you got to let me know. I have to bring something with me to see her. I cannot go to see her empty-handed because I was a widow myself. I know that it is not right, not to show some concerns and some love to orphans and widows in this world. So Job was a righteous person because he has a great concern to the poor. So. Not only that, we can see that Job never departed from God when he was in difficulty time. There was a chart over here. Please turn to page 36. So you can see the painful of Job's study from. He started lost the properties. Lost the properties, right? Lost the children. And then attacked by his friends. Actually, this is children and then her skin for skin, the illness. And then attacked. This is what? Emotional. This is physical pain, right, than attacked by someone is emotional pain. And also experience indifferences from the Lord at very beginning. God did not want to answer him at very beginning, even though he plead. And he described that God did not want to answer his call. Let's read a verse, chapter 9. Verse 31. Samuel, would you please read? So God, Job indeed want to put God in Job. He wanted to, because, and God did not do anything to him. That's continue reading chapter 23, verse 6. Andrew, 23 verse 6. Please read up until verse 9.
Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he was put strength in 7. Dirt of the righteous might be spewed in him. So should I be delivered forever from my death. 8. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and that one, but I cannot receive him. 9. And the left hand word, the word, but I cannot.
Okay, God says that. Job says that, you know, yes, indeed, he will debate with me. Because that the righteous person will be able to talk to God, right? But when he go forward, God is not there. Backward is not there. Left is not there. Right is not there. Where is God? God is shows his indifferences. Huh? So this makes him feel like, oh man, this is unbearable. So you can see, yes, if anybody have any excuses apart from God, maybe Job and more. Oh, think about this. I don't believe anyone in the whole world lose all the property, become a homeless person, lose all the children in one day, insult from other people. It means that God is the only one that I can go to, and God did not even show up. No one, I don't believe anyone in the whole world is able to uphold his upright in this kind of situation. But Job did. Huh? We can see, therefore, for 3 times, God commanded Job, my servants, my servants. He's doing a demonstration for God to tell people that human being, between human being and God is not business relationship. We worship God not because we receive benefits only. We worship God because He is worthy for us to worship Him. And again, I want to direct you to read some of His sufferings. We want to talk about more besides God's indifferences, friends' attractions, how He failed Himself. This we analyze for Him, but Himself, how did He feel? Especially when a person are very ill physically, sometimes his mentality getting very weak too. Let's turn to chapter 30. Chapter 30, verse 9, I already share with you. Verse 9 and 10, I already share with you. Some naughty kids may be hiding and spit on him, right? Those kids are the one. Are the children of the one that he even do not put those people in among his dogs. But those kids like keep spitting on him. That's described as socially rejected. And then physical pain, verse 16, 17, and 18, 19. Shall we have a chat? continue. We feel like he was abandoned spiritually, you know? He was abandoned. How many of you have insomnia? How many of you have insomnia problems? One. Insomnia problem is very, very painful, you know? If you do not go to bed for 3 days, you know, it's going to be very, very weak and very fatigued. Huh? And you can see that at night time, the bones, even the bones, keep hurting. In the other verses, a child described that he cannot even fall asleep at night time. He kept tossing around his body. He cannot fall asleep at night time. He felt like he was spiritually abandoned, socially rejected, spiritually abandoned, and emotionally painful too. Let's read verse 26 to 31. Shall we have Oscar? Emotionally, he was very oppressed. Verse 17, verse 29, it says that in my version, wild dog and ostriches is his friends. Wild dog and ostriches. Remember we talk about Job mentioned some animal, God mentioned more? Right? Any English version say ostriches over here? Raise your hand. So your English version to say ostriches. Ostriches. So, Didan, this is one of the homework, right? You can find more ostriches. Ostriches at the back, right? God talk about ostriches too. You know what I'm giving you answer right now, right? Are you with me? Do you follow me? Okay. And you were saying that his skin and his fever, and then his voice, his song, just like a sound of flute. Anybody hear the flute hear the flute? Is it fruit? Is your version say fruit? Shaosen? Huh? Fruit, right? Anyone blow fruit over here? How does it sound? How does fruit sound? Yeah, how does it sound? If you have any sorrow feeling, maybe play fruit. In a quiet, dark night, Chinese flute, I'm talking about Chinese naked, bamboo flute, huh? Bamboo flute, huh? Xiao sen, huh? Bamboo flute. And you listen to it, you feel, oh man, it is so sorrowful, huh? So sorrowful, Xiao sen, huh? And if this flute, sound of flute become sound of crying, huh? Emotionally, it was so upset. So we can see in this kind of situation, again, I would say, he had millions of reasons to give up on God. If I was Job, I don't know if I'm going to uphold my upright. But he did. That's how righteous he was. Okay. So we just talk about Job was a righteous person. We spent about three sections. Talk about Job was a righteous person. Now we are going to turn to another aspect. Talk about those sufferings actually was from the attack of Satan. God allowed Satan to attack us. God used a hedge to protect us. Used a hedge to protect us. But sometimes we think that the hedge is our stop. Anybody can find this verse in Job. Job thought that his hedge is something that going to stop him. Anybody read this verse? My old Bible. This is a new Bible. Oh, my mind is gone. Oh, which one? 3:23. Okay, yeah, that's right. Thank you. 3:23, huh? Can you read, please? Thank you. Huh? What does it mean? I will. This is another verse. Huh? This is another verse talking about God used cage to protect him, but he thought that this cage is for what? Yes. Is to wake up, is to stop him. What does the version say? Can you read it again so I can get a clear concept? Chris, yes. Whom God has hedged him? Where is it in whom God hedged him? In Chinese version, the speech is in a negative. In a negative way. Meaning what? Meaning what? If you keep a commandment of God, this is a hedge, God protecting you, right? But a lot of times we feel like, God, why we cannot, I cannot do this? This is like a hedge that stop my way that I cannot go out, right? But believe it or not, if the hedge is broken, if you disobey the commandments of God and you are vulnerable to the attention of Satan, your situation will be similar to Job's. Whenever you leave the protection from God. And again, we talk about Job's. If God did not specifically talk to Job, spare his life, I believe Satan, I'm sorry, let me rewind it again. If God did not specifically talk to Satan that spare the life of Job, I believe that Satan may take away the life of Job because the hedge was broken. Right? Oh. So think about commandments. Commandments is a hedge. If anyone departed from it, I don't know how serious it's going to be. Huh? So we are going to turn our attention to the issue of Satan. Huh? Issue of Satan. Let's before we talk about these issues, how many of you have experienced attraction from Satan? Raise your hand. Yeah. Fighting with Satan or attacked from Satan. Not protection, attacked. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. I wish we had someone to tell us the story of ghost. Sister, you don't want to share? No. Sister, I hear your testimony in my program. You want to share? Yeah, in your story, let them know what's going on. Oh, Sister Shira, share first, and I'll ask you to share. Sorry, Shira, you please share first. Would you please come out? I think it's a very good testimony.
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus, I just want to, just want to share this. in Vancouver, we have a restaurant and there is a customer who comes at night a lot of time, and he has dinner. And every time he has dinner, he starts crying. He gets very emotional. So what happens was that day I was in the front and I was working, and he came towards me and he said, do you guys pray over your food? No, first he asked me the question. He said, are you Christian? And I look at him, I said, yes, I'm Christian. And then he told me, do you guys pray when you cook the food? And I didn't know what to say. I was like amazed. And then I said, yes, what can I do for you? And he started saying that every time I eat your food, I feel very emotional and I start crying. I remember my wife and all these things, blah, blah. And I said, okay. I said, don't worry. I will pray to Jesus for you and I'll ask Jesus to help you so that you feel comforted. And suddenly his voice became very, very different, I don't know how to explain it. And then his eyes become white. It's like black, you know, it's this part become white. And he look at me and his voice is very dangerous. And he put his hand like that and he says, hey, stop it, like very bad voice. And he says, stop it, don't pray for me. Don't ever pray for me. And he says, I look at you and you have a hedge of protection around you because Jesus is with you. But don't pray for me. I respect your space, you respect my space. Don't ever pray for me. I said, okay, I won't pray. I'm sorry. Okay. And then he went back and inside and he started, because we had candles at night, right? So he looked at the candle and he said, oh, I see light in the candle. And he started turning off all the candles. And he started like kicking the chairs. So I called 911 and the cops came. Like, four cops came and he was so strong. One of them couldn't hold him. So four people hold him and tie him down and then took him to the hospital.
Okay. The most interesting part, not interesting part, the most part, the part that you should understand is that emotional part, there's a hedge protecting her, right? And they are, we are different world. Oh. So indeed, if you live in two church for a long time, you notice that Satan, it's true, and he always, sometimes even will attack our believers. Huh? I will let you share later, maybe next section, huh? Because I'm running out of my time. Let's study the issue of Satan. Chapter 1, verse 6. Paul. From this verse, we know that when we have assembly, Satan might come here to the assembly of God's children. Helene, you have this experience this time, right? You want to briefly talk about it? It's a long story, make it short. 2 minutes. You want to interpret for yourself? Okay. She has some experiences, Satan tried to attack her. Maybe later on you have time to talk to her. Okay. Those who don't understand Mandarin, call her and she will share with her. But make sure you listen to her at daytime. So in God's assembly, sometimes Satan will come in among us. Verse 7. Richard. Amen. From this verse, we can see that Satan is roaming what? Forth and what? Lai-lai-chi-chi. And forth, right? On the earth. To me, so Satan is the most diligent workers in the whole world. Right? He works harder than any ministers in the whole world. He works harder than any ministers in the whole world. The Bible says that he's like a roaring lion, now rolling all over, trying to devour those who are weak. So those who are weak will be captured by him. Those who are beside the hedge of God will be captured by him. Vancouver experiences. John. No, Jackson, you want to talk about it? Yeah. It's quite long, yeah. Yeah, I will spare this one because we should listen to this one. This one is interesting. Come. Huh? Oh, you cannot talk. Okay. Let me talk my part first. Then you can have testimony. I'm going to talk about Satan is roaming around and try to capture someone that he is able to capture. I was assigned. Okay, again, it is not me who can cast out demons. So don't mistake my testimony. It is through the prayers of three ministers and brothers and sisters together, we are able to have victory. But I just want to share what I know concerning the stories. How many of you are from Vancouver? I guess you know the story very well. Huh? The lady is about in her late 30s. Right? Late 30s. She's about the size of Brother Jackson. Jason. And when she first came to the church is not prepared to handle this case. So we can see Satan was very shouting, you know, very shouting. How do you say shouting in English? Very arrogant. Very, very arrogant. This is what I heard. She, when she came to the church, she dashed to the podium and pointed to the minister, right? Is that right? I'm going to kill you, right? To the minister. I'm going to kill you. And then there was a fan beside the podium, right? She did not dash up to the podium, but instead she turned around and kicked the fans and then went outside, right? Something like that. And brother says that five brothers tried to hold on her, but she cannot be holded, huh? And another brother sent email. Who is that brother? Is that you, Jason? Sent email that she got 5 horsepower with her. 5 horsepower. You cannot hold on her. Horsepower. No? Okay. So you can see that this is a very interesting case. And I happened to be there to help the Bible seminars. And I can describe to you my feelings when I see her. Well, I was in the house and noticed the house was like decorated like a temple, Buddha temple. You can see a lot of feng shui stuff over there. Zao Yao Jing, right? The mirrors to reflect devils over there. And a lot of like arrangement is according to feng shui. I was sitting there, and when she walked out, start speaking, I feel like my hairs, my body hairs stand up. Chilly, you know, very chilly. You know. And when we have conversations, I noticed that her sister and her, for some reason, we are talking about Satan is an agitator. The book of Job says that Satan is an agitator. I can see that, you know, the conversation between the sisters, she is so easily to be agitated. Huh? We know that when she become very bad, she will attack people like a cat. Big cat, tiger, big cat, cry. What does it sound? Meow? No. She will attack her sister like this, right? Like this, and make voice like a tiger or big cat, something like that. Huh? So her sister herself was very scared too. Anyway, but we can see that when they have a conversation, the Satan is so easy to be agitated too. And at that time, we have to ask her to say, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then we can see that she calmed down. Oh. Then we start to learn the powerful words of hallelujah. And Saturday, Vancouver just make a decision to cast out demons, right? So she have to come to the front, at the sister's side at the front on that particular Saturday morning. And guess what I noticed in that particular Saturday morning? A lot of people sit at the back. Nobody like to sit in the front. And when we started to pray, right? Again, 4 or 5 brothers want to come over. Make sure you come to the front to pray, right? Right? But a worker walked by, tell brother, stand by, don't touch her. The worker talked to that lady, that possessed person, talked to her. Say hallelujah. Because the experience we have is that when she, there are two powers inside her. Two powers. One is her, the other is Satan. But if we can make herself say hallelujah, the power of Satan will be reduced. Right? So we do not even have to hold on her. We just make her to say hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay? And to a point that Satan don't like the word hallelujah, right? Using the lady's voice. Okay, la. Don't push me. I know it already. La, huh? Something like that. Huh? So, and guess what? When she come out to the front, right? Suddenly she, before she reached the front, she crawled like a cat. When she kneeled down to pray, she prayed like a cat. Yeah, it is funny now, but it was not that time. Her hand was like this, like a cloud, right? How do you call it, cloud? And if you read Mark chapter 9, maybe that we should read Mark chapter 9. Well, we are going to talk about Satan. That's why I give you some stories. Indeed, Satan is indeed exist. This is exactly what's going on that we have experiences over there. Mark 9. Chapter 26, verse 26. Vuti.
Then the spirit cried out, convulsing him greatly, and came out of him, and he became as one dead, so that many said he is dead.
27.
But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose.
Okay, so this is exactly the situation our soul. What does the spirit, devil spirit, evil spirit do first? Scream, right? Convert, scream, right? Which one first? Scream, right? How many of you from Vanguard Church hear the scream? All of you hear the scream. All the church can hear the scream. Oh. And then his body start to what? Come, shake. But not like the way we shake, okay? Totally different from the way we shake. And regularly, we can see, she's so painful. She was praying like this, right? And so painful. And then suddenly, like the Bible said, what is next steps? She's falling down on the ground like a dead person, right? Suddenly we saw her, like totally falling down on the ground. Totally falling down. Like dead. Really, like she died. And for about a while, right? Then suddenly her eyes open. Hey, looks like a man now. Looks like a woman now. look like more normal now, right? So we hold her up and ask her to pray again. Now, how did she pray? No, she prayed like she was beating something, huh? Like a kid playing a drum. Like. And of course, a minister, we have to say in the name of Lord Jesus, stop, right? Stop. Pray. Don't pray like crazy person. For three times. Scream three times. Four, three times. And her sister feel like three spirits went out from her. The patron repeated. Huh? And guess what? There were three kids in her house. I don't know if it's connected or not. But I just want, how many of you have pets? Kate. Well, I'm not saying that all kids have that kind of problem. But I'm saying that it happened to be, we think it had to do with, the kid was, one of them was 18 years old. How old a kid can reach the age? How old a kid can live? 15. Anyway, this is a sad story. We don't have a lot of mystery. We still do not know, okay? And again, Jason will share with... You want to share your part? You want to share your part? Okay, turn to the section. This is what I observed. And what I'm trying to tell you is that this lady was in mental institute before. And not all the people with mental problems are possessed. But those who have mental problems are easier to be possessed. Because, again, Satan was rolling around, right? When Satan sees rooms, he will occupy. Let's continue reading Job's. Okay, verse 8, I guess we, let's jump to chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 3, shall we have Thomas? Okay. Satan even dared to incite, agitate God. See that? Agitate. 激动. Sometimes those who are possessed are very easy to be provoked. And Satan himself will also agitate you, especially, even sometimes, in this case, God. Challenge God. You protected him, you know. You protected him because that's why he worship you. If you take out all the protection, skin for skin, make him ill, you know, then he will curse you to the face. This is inciting, agitating. So a lot of time, we shall not be agitated. If we are easily to be agitated, something wrong. Something wrong. Satan is an agitator. Of course, Satan's a striker. What I'm trying to say is that Satan even strike the righteous person. From the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, we can see three so-called righteous person. Or maybe two of them are sinless person. One is Adam. When Adam is created, he was sinless, right? One is Jesus. When Jesus was born, he was sinless. But guess what? Satan attacked Adam, a sinless person, his family. Satan attacked Jesus Christ, a sinless person. Satan attacked Job, righteous person in the eyes of God. Oh. Therefore, today, when we see that people are in suffering, we talk about there are many reasons for suffering already, but Satan for sure will try to attack us. Talk about this. Now, let's assume Adam is a tree, okay? Adam is a bitter melon tree. Bitter melon. Kukwa. It's a tree. Actually, Adam was a sweet melon before, right? Because life is sweet, right? But later on, after Satan attacked him, he became a bitter melon. We will continue my analogy of this because I want to talk about Satan attack righteous person. We will continue. Let's pray in silence.